morning, my friends, and welcome to Spiritually Speaking with Heidi Metz, and I am Heidi. We are on week two of Seeking God for the City 2020, and this week we are going to be seeking the gospel of the kingdom, meditating on the scripture verse Matthew 24:14. So we will be right back after these messages with the insert of week two, Gospel of the Kingdom. Seeking God for Him to be famous for His works on day number 18. In the scripture, Psalm 72:17-19, it says, "May His name increase as long as the sun shines. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders, and blessed be His glorious name forever." And in John chapter 12:27-28, it tells us, "But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came out of heaven, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Let us pray. Father God, despite the goodness you've always shown to everyone, you are not recognized throughout our city. Become known beyond the walls of our church buildings. Be anonymous no longer. Make yourself famous for who you truly are. As prayers in your name are answered, as the gospel of your kingdom is clearly declared, and as you are openly praised as Lord, flood our city with the lights of your glory. Your glory shines as once broken families rejoice in rekindled love, or when addicted ones break free from debilitating habits, or when depressed ones lift buoyant hearts again with joy. May the reports of such praiseworthy wonders fill our community with your glory, like a slow, steady sunrise. Father, glorify yourself. You have done it many times before, and you have promised that you will do it again. Amen. Friends, pray with me today for Christians to live for the same purpose for which Jesus lived, for God to be openly glorified, for God to be recognized and thanked as He transforms people's lives by the power of the gospel. Let's seek God for refugees today, friends. Pray for immigration to take place legally and honorably. Pray for protection and provision. Pray for families to be reunited and for those desiring to return to homelands to be granted temporary asylum and swift repatriation. Pray for Christians to open their homes and neighborhoods in wise and helpful ways. Pray for the gospel to be heard, drawing many to Christ. During your prayer walk today, friends, pray prayers of blessing and protection for refugees and immigrants in our community. Meditate upon the word in Deuteronomy 10:18-19. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the alien, giving him food and clothing. And you are to love those who are aliens, for you yourself were alien in Egypt. Again, thank you for joining us today, my friends, for Seeking God in this city. Come back tomorrow where we will learn another day of Seeking God.